Previously on the Tony Kornheiser Show.
At 3:30 in the morning, I awaken to the dog standing over me in that gesture when dogs are going to throw up and dogs want to be around people they like so that those people can watch them throw up. I go, Jesse, get off the bed. Get off the bed. And Jesse looks at me and throws up right on the sheets. Throws up on the sheets and throws up pieces of plastic from a Frisbee.
Too much information.
It's the Frisbee.
No, it's the Frisbee, right?
It's the Frisbee.
Hey, Dad. Morning.
The Tony Kornheiser Show is on now.
All righty then. We're live at Chatter. We're open for breakfast starting at 7 in the morning. We're at the corner of Wisconsin Avenue Northwest and Jennifer Street Northwest in Friendship Heights. And to do a little business for the restaurant on Valentine's Day, which is Wednesday, we have the following special cooked up by my daughter and Ron. From 5 to 9 p.m., kids eat free. Up to two kids... meals free, kids meals free with purchase of adult entree, and there's half price wine. So this would be the place to go. Like if you don't have a date, or you don't like your date, or you do like your date. So now I've covered everything.
There you go, that's everyone. Yes. Or you don't have a date.
Pretty much everyone.
I said or you don't have a
or
date.
Or if Valentine's Day creeps up on you.
Yes,
and
this is the place to go.
When is Valentine's
Chatter,
Day this year?
It's February 14th. Unbelievable. Yes. It is really creeping up on us quickly now. It's running up on us.
So two kids eat free.
If you have an adult meal.
And I have two kids.
So they can eat free.
Yeah. Well, so your kids eat free anyhow. You don't, they don't pay for themselves, right?
Yeah. Speak for yourself.
All right. So somebody sent me, based on the fact that the dog threw up on the sheets, and we had to get rid of, what is that thing, the mattress pad? Had to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Because it's seeped through. It's disgusting.
Take it, throw it away.
It's, it's thrown away.
It's disgusting.
Somebody sent me
Sell
the dog? Somebody sent me an option. A Frisbee here, but it's like not...
It actually seems sort of indestructible.
Yeah, I mean, but not, it doesn't sure seem like a Frisbee.
It's not plastic, is it?
It doesn't seem
looks
like
rubbery.
Nobody signed it.
It's made out of ribs.
Nobody signed it. We have a wedding thing. Nigel, you have to mail this. We have envelopes somewhere, I'm sure. I mean, not envelopes.
Can I see it, Curry?
Sure. Here.
Yes. There you go, Chris.
So make sure that gets mailed.
Oh, it's dishwasher safe.
This is Melissa Eleni Calamaris and Adam Michael Stark. They are getting married on the 24th of February, which is 2 weeks from now,
might make that
in
one.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Go Jags.
The reception is at the Florida Yacht Club, which is, I'm sure, close to a Waffle House.
Yes.
I'm going to take a shot here. It's close to a Waffle
on
House.
On the water, I believe. Yeah.
And this is what Adam Stark writes. There is no need to read any of this on the air, as I'm sure the location of my wedding will provide.
Wasn't Adam Stark
material.
Iron Man? Or is that
I don't know. Oh. I'm batting 500 on emails being That's read, right. and I thank those in the crew for the hours of entertainment. I grew up a rich white doctor's kid in the South. I grew up on a street, went to grade school, joined a fraternity with people very much like me. The way media is consumed today, it is easy to surround myself with opinions and voices that fall in line with my own. Your podcast provides an opportunity for me to hear thoughts that I would normally not be exposed to. It has been the intergalactic editor telling us where we are now, or Wilbon, or David, or Leon discussing LeBron's posse, or Tory. Liz on Weinstein or Nasser, and even Saliza, interrupting any and everyone previously mentioned. Your stance on some people's opposition to having Senator Tom Cotton on the show is exactly why I subscribe. So that's very, very nice. Well, congratulations to everybody in here for that.
I was worried that was going the fake news route for a minute there.
From Greg Beers.
Building movement behind Saliza.
Greg
we'll
Beers in Kansas City, Missouri. I wouldn't describe myself as a little because I still haven't quite figured out what that is, but I do listen to your show every day, or at least try to. I thought you might like to hang this 2016 Basketball Hall of Fame poster in your undisclosed third-floor location or the soon-to-be-renamed Chad. So this is from a long way back. This is from last April.
Wow.
This is from last April. The poster was created by my now-defunct brand, Million Dollar Ballers. We honored legends of the game and gave a portion of the proceeds to charity on behalf of the players. Although this was for the 2016 ceremony, I believe Hall of Fame gifts are like wedding gifts. You have a year to send them. Michael, if you reach behind me into that parchment paper and pull those out so everyone can see that. That's really nice.
Hold them up.
I there's three of them, and that we might actually get those.
Oh, those are nice.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, that is nice. Yep.
Very cool.
Iverson is obvious on it.
Yes.
From Josh in Denver. I've been a loyal little since the original days of the internet. For 16 years, I've carried you and the gang with me wherever life has taken me, all over the world. Now my daily ritual has taken me to my own personal Mecca in the form of a for-profit restaurant in Northwest D.C. he obviously visited. About 8 or 9 years ago, I was walking my dog through the urban forest of Portland, Oregon, while listening to your show. You started getting weepy about how special it is for you to be out on a golf course early in the morning, and I thought, come on, Grandpa. That's what this show is for all of us. He sent a bunch of stuff. We have a lot of pens.
Nice.
We have about 50 pens.
Still haven't figured out the atomic pen. Not
I don't,
sure.
The
it's
atomic pen weighs 100 pounds.
Where is it?
And doesn't write.
I'm a professional writer.
No,
I may have something special there to look at.
And from John Wall, who
that's
John Wall.
John W-O-L-L, guardian of the galaxy. It's with great humility that I'm now able to bow before my elder teacher, you being exactly 1 month and 5 days older than I am. I've watched you consistently slaughter your younger PTI colleague as you rumble through what's the word over under mail time, 5 good minutes and more for many, many years now. It seems obvious that Mr. Wilbon, though truly a student of sports, is uneducated in the study of the planet Uranus. He sent us everything, a book about everything you need to know about the planet Uranus. So I'm very grateful for all these things.
Thank you for clarifying.
Let us start with, I'm going to crow about myself.
Here we go.
I said when Cleveland made those trades, I said it was A+, and Tim Legler said it was A++. And we both felt that Cleveland would get to the finals again because of these trades for a variety of reasons. And we'll talk to Wilbon about this later. Wilbon was down on it to begin with. Just so you know, if Wilbon claims to now like these trades,
I believe I had that tone.
He did not like these trades.
He thought somehow Cleveland was made worse.
It's not that he thought Cleveland was made worse. He thought that Cleveland was just done.
Okay.
That it was desperation.
Well, they were clearly done
and
prior to the trade. But okay.
All right, so I thought they got younger and more athletic, and they traded Deadwood, like Derrick Rose,
right,
who's already been waived, and Dwayne Wade. They can't play. They can't play in the league anymore. And they traded Isaiah Thomas, who wasn't working out with them. They beat Boston in Boston yesterday by 23. I have to be honest. I thought they'd lose that game by 30.
Yep.
They'd never played a minute together. None of them played a minute together.
Yeah.
But I thought my long-term position on this was that LeBron, who does this every year, who gets rid of people every year and brings in new people and gets to the finals every year, my long-term position was he'd be able to run more, which he wants to do, because they're younger and more athletic, and he'd be able to get to the middle more because they can shoot threes. Rodney Hood and George Hill can shoot threes, and I thought that would help.
Clarkson, too, by the way.
Clarkson is an all-court guy.
Right? Yep.
All right, Rodney Hood yesterday, 15 points. Clarkson, 17. Larry Nance Jr., 5, and George Hill, 12. They'd never even played before.
Yep.
They even never played with each other. Didn't know what was going on. They got rid of,
by the way, a combined 8 of 14 from 3, those three, to your earlier point.
He gets, breaking news, he'll get you open.
Yeah,
That's the thing. If you have shooters, they're going to have.
And it was,
well,
he will
get
also
you open,
Michael
and
Wilbon.
He will find you.
Right.
It was also Michael Wilbon who said Kobe Altman doesn't deserve to be general manager. He doesn't know anything. Griffin was a tremendous loss. Now everybody is rallying to say Kobe Altman helped his team. He may have helped LeBron go to Los Angeles too, but. Yeah. He helped his team this year. He did what he had to do, as Kobe Altman was.
Is he an analytics guy? I mean, is that the
Wilbon
knock?
Right. Wilbon
I was just
analytics.
Wondering if that was just
I don't know.
The,
I, don't,
right.
I don't know.
I mean, assume he's young, so probably
he's very young. Let me get to one other thing, and that is the Olympics. To some degree. I have this new... Michael, explain what I have, my new Comcast clicker.
He is the new clicker that has the voice-activated button.
That is 1976 right there.
The box.
You can hold it down. He had so much joy last night saying the blue thing. 804. That's
right.
Our local NBC channel. 804.
Right.
With bingo. That,
yeah.
Ice cream.
Where did it go to? What channel?
804.
So
that's
I go.
Cool.
All I have to do is press and say Olympics. And then everything... being done on the Olympics.
That's cool.
Now and in the future comes
presents,
up.
And you can.
Okay, but I don't care about curling. Care about X game. I don't care about that. Certain things I want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I press on it and it says this. That is currently available in streaming. Ooh. Well, I don't have streaming. Here's my essential
subscribe
question
to the screaming.
Oh, streaming. You want? I understand. It's basically pushing you to your computer if you want to watch it, not allowing you to watch it on your TV.
Here's what I do in my life, my entire adult
simmering.
Life. My entire adult life,
so positive.
On a rainy weekend, I sit and I watch television. It's a miracle. Television is a miracle. You press a button, television comes on. Mm-hmm. Television shows you what's on television.
You can access streaming on your physical TV.
Yeah. How?
In fairness.
How? I don't know how.
Well, you have
and
a smart TV.
So I sat there and got very, very angry. And I went 8:09. I watched the golf instead. Yeah. 8:09.
Boom.
How can I do that? Why didn't you tell me this last night?
You never asked me.
We'd have to connect your TV
to the Wi-Fi.
I don't want to watch on my hand. I have a big TV. I like my big TV. Yeah. I want to watch on my big TV. Why do you say it's a smart TV?
I assume it's a smart TV because most TVs that you would purchase in the last couple of years have Wi-Fi enabled already.
Anything that's been around you
basically,
that long,
you
some
turn,
of it's going to rub
you
off.
Turn your... You turn your TV into a computer, basically.
How do I do it?
You connect it to your Wi-Fi. And then
I don't know what Wi-Fi is.
Your wireless internet.
Use the blue button and say Wi-Fi.
And that's all I have to do?
It'll automatically connect.
You sat, had dinner with me last night. You saw my
problem. You sabotaged him.
Why didn't you,
dare
say,
you
say Wi-Fi?
Too entertaining, I'm guessing.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We had a battle at my house over the a four-on-one against dad battle at my house.
You win.
When my kids gleefully reported to me that some American won the gold medal in some snowboard thing.
Yeah, jumping.
Jumping this
the
kid.
Slope style,
and I
Gary.
Said, Michael and I were talking about this beforehand, and I'm really going to expose myself here, and I'm going to upset a lot of people, but I'm just, I got to be me, right? Super G, gonna Super G. I at this point in time, I have no juice for the Olympics at all. I've tried to watch. I got nothing for
America
it.
America hater.
That event, I pointed out to them, like, for me, I'm sorry. To me, it's an X Game event. It's just, it's not an Olympic sport.
I agree.
To
it's
me.
For me. It's
to
just
me.
For me.
Kid's a great athlete. Those, it's amazing. It's cool. It's acrobatic, what have you. What I said that set everyone off was, and this is unfortunately how I feel, I'm sort of embarrassed to admit, but if there is something at which at 17 years old you can be the best person in the world at it, I'm not interested. I'm sorry. It's just, it's like, I think what
Boris
upset them
Becker
was
won Wimbledon when he was 17.
Not interested in Mozart?
Fine. Yeah. Okay. That's an outlier. That's an outlier.
Yes,
maybe I'm misstating that. Maybe my opinion is if at 29, let's say, is the cutoff, you can't be the best person in the world, then it's child's play. I mean, somewhere for me, I don't know where it is, but it's just like, I got a kid in my house who's almost 17. I mean, if there was like an Olympics in Coldplay fandom, she could maybe be an Olympic athlete. But it's just, and they said, well, you like basketball. I said, yeah, I like basketball, but you can't, 17-year-olds aren't going to go win the Olympics. So... And it went very badly from there. I mean, they were just yelling at me. They descended upon me. Oh yeah, she
it's
definitely
right.
sided with them appropriately, probably. But it's just
know. I don't know.
I just
I don't
got
know.
Nothing
I mean, again,
for it. I mean,
my feeling is
I'm assuming you're sort of in simpatico.
I don't like the X Games things. They're just TV grabs to me. They mean nothing to me. I don't know the difference between this kid who won, or if you surgically attached a cat to a board and catapulted the cat in the air.
That would be interesting.
Would the cat spin around in such a way that the cat would win?
You might have PETA issues with that.
Well, I didn't actually say that.
I mean, is anyone at this table, the five of us, is anyone watching and excited about...
Yeah,
I like to watch, but all I can do is stream, and I don't know how to stream.
You didn't.
And by the way, all of the events are over for today.
Yeah.
They're
it's
over.
It's tomorrow there.
They're done. Yeah, like, and now you can see them tonight.
Yeah.
But they'll be 12 hours over.
I will say, I did like the Parade of Nations. I always like that. I find it interesting that, like, Malta's one athlete is actually someone who's married to someone whose parent was from Malta, but they're actually a former U.S. silver medalist.
Did you see the Fiji guy?
And no, I did not
is
see
it
the Fiji
or Tonga. Usually
no, Tonga.
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 They came out. They never have close.
Oh, yeah.
Negative 20 out there.
Yeah, they're the best. Tonga. They're like Bud Grant.
We're here.
And the highlight of that for me was seeing that crazy-eyed killer sister of Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
Does she look insane or what? Totally undateable, in my estimation.
Wow.
Undateable for sure.
Do not go to North Korea,
Gary.
You'll
get a bullet in your head.
Yeah, that's...
did you see her staring down Mike Pence?
Wait, but did you see the... Did you see all the controversy after the opening
ceremony? I thought you said staring down your pants, not Mike Pence.
No, you would not have seen that. That would have been uncomfortable.
The guy they brought in who's, I guess, their Asia correspondent, the guy who wasn't Tariko or Katie Couric.
I couldn't
want to. He said something...
Reference about Japan?
He said, and the Koreans celebrate the Japanese, and the Koreans went insane.
Yeah, they're like, they actually occupied our country.
Well, it was occupied for 45 years, yeah, but, you know.
So he's no longer
like,
coming
apologize.
To... Yeah, he's no longer on the team.
Let's get out of here. This is a fabulous beginning. Fabulous. Michael Wilbon, when we return, I'm Tony Kornheiser.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is SeatGeek, Reed.
Are you doing this one?
I'm doing it. Buying tickets to sports and concerts can be complicated and confusing, but there's a better way to buy, and that's with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to every type of live event. Whether you're searching for a last-minute deal, planning a night out, or need to find the perfect gift, SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. There's nothing quite like seeing your favorite team or musician in person. SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. And to get you the most bang for your buck, SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your personal budget. Plus, every purchase fully guaranteed. You can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Make SeatGeek your go-to app for finding the best deals on every type of ticket, from sports and concerts to comedy and theater. And best of all, listeners to this high-quality podcast will get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. You just download the SeatGeek app and you enter promo code Tony today. That's promo code Tony, T-O-N-Y, for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show. The Tony Kornheiser Show. Settle it
down, you're not on your own. This is from Chris Hensley, who says, I'm the bassist in the band formerly known as Brandon Kirkley and the Firecrackers. I say formerly known because we're in the middle of rebranding and renaming ourselves. We have three names we're currently mulling over. Bootsy, Mitzi's, or Chatters, not Chatter. Thoughts? Anyway, we're based in Charlotte, North Carolina. The songs I have attached, Settle It Down, is a single off our last album. You can find our music on iTunes, Spotify, etc. We're currently mixing and mastering our next album to be released under our new name. Hopefully, I'll be writing back soon with more music than you can feature on your show. Normally on Mondays, this would be the Michael Wilbon segment. We'd love to talk to Wilbon because he was at the Boston Cavaliers game last night, and I really wanted to stick it in his eye about how I was right and he was wrong.
Yeah, but it's fair to draw that conclusion because they played
issues,
one game together.
So we cannot use our phone. So we're just going to do the rest of the show amongst ourselves. And I'm going to pick up on where Gary left off, which was the notion of the sort of X game things in the Olympics. I feel the same way. I feel that these X game events, I don't denigrate them at all. And it doesn't, unlike Gary, it does not bother me that a 17-year-old who's 5'1", weighs 103 pounds, can be the best in the world. I don't care about that. Because girl gymnasts are 4'6", and weigh 80 pounds, and can be the best in the world.
In fairness, I didn't mention the size.
Gary was running them down often.
I don't know. I don't care about that. What I care about is that I cannot tell the difference among all of these sports. They all look exactly the same to me.
Like get up in the air and spin around and
if
curl?
You're going to go down, like I respect the downhill.
Tough.
Because the fastest person downhill
wins. You get
there
it.
Are no judges, and you're going to say, well, you like ice skating. But my whole life in ice skating, there's been judging, and I've made peace with it. I don't make peace with relatively new things in the X Games because they all look exactly the same. I have a problem in a perfect world, and I will say, and I don't know why I like this event, but I do. I like those long distance skating events because
the thighs
on the Dutch,
those guys are amazing,
they're unbelievable, and they have incredible lung capacity and endurance. So I find that stuff amazing. But in a perfect world, I'd have that outdoors on the biggest oval you could ever have, and the first guy home won.
It looks awesome.
You wouldn't have a time that you had to catch, depending on all of that stuff. But I respect that sport. I ended up watching yesterday. The one thing that I could watch was...
Without streaming
was some long-distance ski pole deal where the Norwegians went 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
Which is why I think
was it
they
the
should,
shooting one or just
no? This is not the shooting one. Well, why I think they should be allowed to immigrate to this country because they went 1, 2, 3 and they could win this for us.
Well, I mean,
they
that'd be merit based system.
But it went on forever. I mean, it went on forever, and there was a break in the middle where they changed skis. It was just odd. It was like a pit stop. It was like in auto racing,
like the 500.
It's a big deal. The American guy who finished 33rd,
which is probably the best we've ever finished,
thanked his waxing specialist, and I was like, "What the?"
And I waxing his skis.
It's not
waxing his body.
That's probably why he had to change skis for the other.
Yes,
skier.
Exactly. Yeah. Because like they have to be like very
lose
waxed
entire tread
to work.
Lose entire tread.
Yeah.
The thing now this is going to seem a little incongruous given what I just said about. Whatever that thing was with the snowboarding.
Slope style.
Okay, slope style.
What does that mean?
The slope you know, style.
They get on a railing. They hop on a railing
right.
And then leap off.
Seems like something a kid would do in the park.
Yes, now, it doesn't strike me as worthy
however,
of Olympics.
However,
we could not be trending.
You know
older.
What I do like
I
to
understand.
Watch?
I guess we're old. I let people in here. Am I crazy? On this one?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Most shaking their head. Yeah. But
they're just
but
afraid
they're
of you. They're terrified
no, they
of you.
Breakfast.
They're rage.
We have pancakes today. We never have pancakes.
The
we have some pancakes
the downhill freestyle I like. And that's where they go downhill, down these
on
huge
the
moguls, and they have
they
shock absorbers for legs.
Okay.
And then in the middle, they go up off a ramp and do like layout. And,
okay,
and,
but then they have to get to the
right,
bottom.
But because see, to me, that's still pretty much skiing. So
right.
It's like, and I can reconcile skiing.
Have
so
I ever told you about the most?
It's not me. It's not you. It's me.
I would like to say it's the most disappointing thing about the Winter Olympics, but it's actually the most eye-opening thing in the Winter Olympics, which is the ski jump. You think that guy's taking off and going way up in the air? That is not true. That ski jump, the entire course of the ski jump. He's always 10 feet off the ground.
He's just long.
Yeah, he's always 10 feet off the ground. He's never 100 feet up in the air.
Still needs to be fearless.
The ramp, yes, but the ramp is such that it goes to the contour of the mountain.
Right.
Yes.
You know, so I don't know.
I like when those guys.
I'd like to watch more of it. But I don't know how to stream.
Hey,
it actually sounds like you don't want to watch any more of these events.
I don't believe you when you say, I have to just say Wi-Fi.
Yeah, try it today.
I will.
Say Wi-Fi.
Give me a call after.
That'd be very cool.
Wait, he has Wi-Fi, right?
He does have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, okay.
How do you know I have Wi-Fi?
Well,
did you put it in?
He's an adult in the 21st
century. No, but
I
am automatically synced up to your Wi-Fi when I show up to your house.
Okay.
Yeah, you have Wi-Fi in your house.
So if I just say Wi-Fi, I'll get all the Olympics?
Yes.
Well, why didn't they tell me that when they gave me the clicker?
They said that
they
clicker
said,
solved
say
all
Olympics.
Your problems.
Well, what will be great is when he gets home and says Wi-Fi, and the TV says back, why not Fi?
So what do you like when you watch?
Well,
do you hate the – Wilbon hates the skating. I love the skating. I think skating
is
beautiful.
I don't mind. I watched the skating last night.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
My mom got – my mom was a huge ice dancing fan, Torval and Dean.
Oh, yeah, Canadians.
So
yeah.
I watched some of that with my wife. I like the interview of our American guy who said he would like to have a drink and some
Xanax.
That was good. Yeah. That made me happy. Good interview. I watch all – my kids are new to all this, obviously, so they wanted to know what sports there are. So I asked my phone.
There's three sports. There's skiing, skating, and sliding.
Yeah.
That's all there are.
Yeah. So there's also – I didn't know this. When I looked it up, so we're looking at it, and there's all these sports that were either exhibition sports or like one-time only
curling
Olympic sports.
Was an exhibition
so
sport
So there was
for
a sport, and I would really like to see this come back. They still do it in Wyoming. It's called ski-joring.
Never
do you know
heard
what this is?
No.
It's amazing.
Does it involve animals?
Yes, it does,
okay.
Tone.
Yeah. I like
horse,
the biathlon. I think that's a great skill sport.
Ski-joring, a horse ridden by a rider who is not on your team, a neutral rider, takes a horse running as fast as possible. You hold a rope attached to the horse, and then you have to go on a slalom course and over jumps. It's
so you're
amazing.
Like water skiing?
It's basically water skiing,
wait,
but a horse pulls you.
But how?
That's awesome.
Wait. How fast can a horse go in snow and ice?
Like I mean, it's not
one horsepower.
Deep. It's like packed.
Right.
And it's flat. Pretty damn fast.
And they do this in
terrifyingly
Wyoming.
Terrifyingly so.
Yeah.
I watch about
some horse
I watch about 15 videos
that sounds
on it.
Fun.
It's really cool. It's mostly just people falling because it's like being pulled by like a snowmobile or a water ski. Like you can't ever figure out the angle to get around the thing. So the horse is just pulling you at a steady rate. And you're trying to like wind
What's
around.
What's with the neutral driver? Why don't I don't understand
well,
why that would be.
Well, because if he took it too slow? I mean, you take it slow, it's easier. You got to have that horse sprinting.
Well, it's timed, isn't it? So slow, I would
know.
Think, would hurt you.
I don't know. I didn't
or
get
is
into
it, judged?
It. I mostly just watched them fall.
The sliding stuff I like. I mean, skeleton to me
it's
is
fine.
The number one.
Hey, our luge guy came in second. I don't really care.
All right, can you tell me? Okay, the sliding stuff is fine. Can you tell me the difference between the skeleton?
Yeah.
The, no, wait,
the question.
Wait. The skeleton, the luge, the bobsled, all of those things?
Yes. Skeleton, you go forward. Luge, you're on your back.
Hang on.
Bobsled, you're in a
sled. To clarify, they all go forward.
Yeah, and you're
skeleton,
going down.
Skeleton, you go head first.
Yes, but you're... It's,
you're laying on your back.
You're going down the same piece of ice.
Rate it based
it's the
on...
the same piece of ice.
I rate
so
it based
what?
On what I would be most to least willing to do. Four-man bobsled, most willing to do. There's three other people in there to cushion the blow.
Right.
Two-man, for obvious reasons, you're in a sled.
Right.
Luge is next.
Dicey.
Right.
And then skeleton, you're going to die. Right. You're going head first, 90 miles
with,
an hour.
With your
it's
face 4 inches
ride.
Off the ice.
And you know, with this kind of face, you really got to protect
it's
it.
It's the log flume ride. I don't
now,
want
the,
to do
the one thing I've noticed is, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, the new outfits, they all sort of, Chris might get
oh,
this
they got
reference.
Sands
you won't.
Doing this.
They look like Baymax from Big Hero 6 with like these inflated.
So,
have you noticed this?
Yes. It's to keep them warm, I think.
Sands so, is on the
Luge or the
skeleton? No, he's on the skating. The long distance
he's doing
skating.
Right. Long track, yeah.
And so Sands is always in. Look, there's two sports in the world where the suit changes all the time and is said to make a difference.
Swimming yeah.
And these skating sports.
Yeah.
Okay, the suit makes a difference. Apparently, I got an email from my friend Lowell Singer in California that Sands was explaining that we're back to the Norwegians now.
They're amazing.
Well, they're not as amazing as the Dutch. Because the Dutch in those skating things.
But in
the
winter, as Barry
the
wrote,
Norwegians
they come to plunder your gold
in
every
the medal
4 years.
Count.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they are a country of 4 million. But the Norwegians now have come to believe that blue is a faster color than
is that?
Red.
That doesn't
and
make
I,
sense.
I wrote no. Lowell back and I said, are you. Wait, it's the fabric that makes the difference.
Right.
The color. And so again, and at that point, I decided, let's not let the Norwegians immigrate here. Because that's insane.
Well,
let
me offer this. From a psychological aspect, the others are looking at you. So maybe a cooler color like blue
would
slow your competitors down versus them watching you in red, which might agitate them. Maybe that's
the theory behind it.
We could go Joe Arpaio and dress them all in pink.
I hadn't thought of that.
I was going to say the cooler colors might quiet your mind down and enable you to perform better.
But you're not looking at yourself.
You're not looking at your pants.
Speak for yourself. It can still be a mental
ahead.
Image.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's interesting.
Look, if you want a certain color because it helps you, fine. But don't tell me it's a faster.
That doesn't seem to make sense to me. No.
Fabric is what would change your resistance.
Right.
Fabric would do
Some
that.
Dude did actually a really interesting thing. I don't know if you watched this, Tone, because you did watch. You watched that long track skating, right?
Yeah,
and it goes, so it's like the
a
five.
Little, you know, but not, to be honest.
No, I didn't watch that
not
much.
Not much. Because so I just was angry.
It's like a 5,000 meters. So they got to find, you got to have a lot of B material there. Because it's just mostly them going around the track.
Right.
And they had this guy explain the difference between the skates they wear for, did you see this?
No.
The skates that they wear for long track speed skating, the skates they wear for figure skating, and the skates they wear for hockey.
It
was very interesting because those speed skating skates, the back comes off when they go around the turn. It's called a clap thing.
You can detach the
heel. That made the times, to your point about technology, that made the times 1 to 2 seconds faster. And it's only since Nagano that technology has existed, which I had no clue about. Those speed skating skates are really long and very sharp.
And by the way, if you get your hand underneath them, you've lost your hand.
Yeah.
You've lost your hand. I think we've wrapped up the Winter Olympics.
You mean for the fortnight or just for today?
Well, just for today, because we couldn't get Wilbon.
All right.
And it's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's okay. It's all right.
And so there's more content if you stream.
Yes.
I don't know how to stream. All right.
Wi-Fi.
So we'll have news when we return. Nigel will do news. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is the Sherry's Berries ad. And it says, for thought starters, who's your Valentine and what do you love most about them? I have no Valentine. I have none. Describe your experience with the Sherry's Berries you received. I've opened the box. I've eaten them. I've enjoyed them.
Right.
I've enjoyed them.
It's pretty good.
This Valentine's Day, send the unforgettable gift of Sherry's Berries. Fresh, juicy strawberries, and they're big, they're monstrous, dipped in chocolatey goodness and topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles. The berries arrive in Sherry's Berries signature gift box with a beautiful ribbon so you don't have to gift wrap them. Right now, if you send Sherry's Berries or any other decadent gourmet gift, you can save 20% on gifts over $29 just by using the promo code TKPOD. You can choose the delivery date. It's guaranteed. Although I would assume that you might want it sometime around Valentine's Day. I mean, you know, that you might want it then.
Yes.
Your customer satisfaction, always number one, or your money back. It says hurry and order today because Valentine's Day is in 2 days. Let's take a poll. Has it snuck up on us again?
I don't think so.
You've been pretty good about reminding me.
I don't think so. I mean, I think it's the same time as it always was, and today's the 12th, and that's the 14th, right? Is today a holiday because it's Lincoln's birthday?
No, next Monday's the holiday.
Is that President's Day?
Yes, correct.
So Lincoln got hosed. He doesn't get his own holiday.
Well, yeah. What are you guys doing for my birthday next Tuesday?
We're going to do the show. To get 20% off your purchase of $29 or more, go to berries.com today. Use my code TKPOD at checkout. That's berries.com, and the code is TKPOD.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
A young woman named Rosie Crane, my friend David in California. This is his friend's daughter. And he sent me this video, and this girl's really good. This is called
Uphill Battle.
Uphill Battle. Like, it's possible she'll be a star.
Oh, very possible.
Yeah, it's possible she'll be a star. So we're thrilled to have her. At the end of the podcast, you can listen to this in its entirety. Michael, if people want to send us stuff, how do they do it?
Please send your music into the show at jingles at tonykornheisershow.com.
And what are we selling?
We still have winter knit hats available. And
yes.
We still have that new the new round of t-shirts online.
Fantastic.
At shop.tonykornheisershow.com.
And those t-shirts are different from the ones sold in-house here. The Chatter t-shirts for $12. $12.
It's an amazing deal.
Nigel, you have some news.
Yes, before I get to the news, I just want to say I did have some email back and forth with Rosie as we got permission to play this song.
Yeah.
And she wanted me to know, she was obviously honored to, well, not obviously, but was honored to be on the show.
Yeah.
And said,
I've never heard the show.
I also just released my official single. This was on Friday. It's called Never Over You. So when you're on iTunes, check that
out.
When
you listen to the end of this podcast and you hear her song, you'll say, I want that.
It's simply remarkable. It's just an amazing talent. So thank you, Rosie, for letting us play. And thank you. What was your friend? David Israel?
David Israel.
He's the one that made us aware of this. So
Never Over You was your, memoir, wasn't it?
That's what I say about everybody. Yeah. I'm never over anyone. Mr. Tony, we will start off with the world of golf. That's right. The Pebble Beach Pro-Am, Larry Fitzgerald, the rather good wide receiver for the Arizona Cardinals.
Sandbagger, right?
He was getting way too many shots.
he
almost
13.
Holed out on number 7.
Yeah, he's getting 13, sandbagger.
Him and Kevin Streelman win the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am with a 12-under final round, winning by 7 strokes.
Streels with a big Johnny O surfboard on that
absolutely
shirt.
Absolutely, on a pink shirt with a blue Johnny O logo. Huge.
Is Fitzgerald the one whose dad is a sports writer?
Yes.
Is that the... Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
In Minnesota, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So, Michael, the tournament was basically over by noon.
So if you're CBS, you had the most picture-perfect leaderboard to match Pebble Beach's beauty Saturday afternoon. And by the time the leaders went off, you know, you basically had a nothing tournament. DJ looked like he was out of the tournament after the first four holes. I wonder how much the departure of his father-in-law and the slow play impacted his ability to just focus on the round. But you had a really gutsy win by Ted Potter Jr.
I think is Harry Potter's nephew.
Hey, Mr. Potter.
He's in Slytherin. Yeah. You just had, it was sort of sad because you had, before the round, you were talking about streaming earlier. So I was streaming the early coverage on my phone.
On your phone.
And you got,
watch on
you
my
got
phone.
To see Phil Mickelson, you got to see
phone.
Jordan Spieth, guys who made a little bit of a move, Phil much more
late,
so than Jordan.
Late move.
But you got Not to enough. See them play the most beautiful stretch of golf on the course.
It's beautiful.
And then you're stuck in primetime coverage. Really just in the later hours watching the forgotten middle five holes on the back nine.
They had Jason Day, Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson right near the top, and everybody faded, and Ted Potter Jr. won by 3 shots. Not to denigrate Ted Potter, because very hard course.
That was a great win.
Of all the places that I've been, I'm really thrilled that I went to Pebble. Now, It's very expensive to play.
But you can walk on and play there, right?
You can. You can.
Yes, it's money.
It's just money.
It's just money. Anybody can play. It's just it's a lot of money.
North of $400.
I think it's $550.
It's more than.
And one of the issues
really
is
a lot
the
of money,
course.
But if you can,
it's Pebble.
If you can,
you have to play. The course needs attention, so it's actually strayed a lot from the original design. But you cannot shut it down because it's a cash cow to the entire region's economy.
Sure. $495 goes up to $525 during peak season, starting April 1st.
Right.
So,
wow.
Yeah, it's $5.
And we stayed in the lodge there where you get a small break, just a small break. But the lodge is so expensive. But if you like golf at all, be prepared for a six-hour round because people take pictures on all the front nine holes.
Yeah, you're gonna look like Dustin on the 10th and 11th hole where you're standing over second.
I got really
shot.
Angry really early.
I would also suggest
really angry.
That
because I wanted to say to the people in front of me, here's money, get off the course.
Right.
Let me play quickly.
I
want to
play.
Right.
I would suggest for those of you on a budget, you could maybe just play five holes for like $130. See, at like $27 a hole.
They have a good twilight rate. That's what I think.
I don't know.
So anyway, what else?
Back to basketball.
By the way, Ted Potter Jr. was ranked 246 in the world.
So that's first win?
Zana Tiger.
Second win.
Even though the Celtics lost Paul Pierce, who's a winner yesterday, he becomes the 22nd member of the Boston Celtics to have his number raised into the rafters.
I think
number
we should
34.
Talk about
former
this.
Wizard Paul Pierce.
I think we should talk about
sorry,
this.
Yes, that's how he should
because
be
Paul Pierce was angry. When the original schedule came out, when he was going to get his jersey retired, and not the one with any knife slashes in it, you know, from when he had that leather jacket, if you recall that,
right.
Some years back. I'm not the biggest Paul Pierce fan. Others are bigger fans than I am.
Comment would sort of give it away,
yeah.
I think.
But I think he's a great, great player, and I think he should get his jersey retired. But he was angry because they were going to do a video tribute to Isaiah Thomas at the same time, because it's Cleveland in Boston.
Yes.
Now he doesn't have to worry about that because Isaiah Thomas was traded to the Lakers as his star has sunk like beyond the horizon.
It's remarkable, yes.
But Paul Pierce
had a good debut.
Has his teammates, Rajon Rondo and Kevin Garnett there and Doc Rivers there. And that is testimony. They come from different spots. That is testimony to how much they like and, in fact, love Paul Pierce. Ray Allen not there.
No, playing
Ray
golf.
Allen on the outs with those guys. Yep. Once Ray Allen went to Miami,
they were down.
They hated his guts
and
said so publicly. So Ray Allen tweets out pictures of himself playing golf with George Lopez.
The best.
George Lopez.
How did he get in that group?
Yeah. And while teammate Paul, and that's the championship. Now Ray Allen has other championships.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
and some acting.
You know, I thought that was sort of mean.
Jesus,
it was
mean.
It was mean.
Mean. So, anyway.
Paul Pierce, I joked about being a wizard. I don't know that there has ever been a 37-year-old to average 12 points a game in one season and have more of an impact on a team than that guy had on that team.
He also had one of the great quotes of all time.
I call game.
I call game.
Yeah. No, he was great, and they missed that. They miss having somebody who can take the role of leader. But he left in a second.
Yep.
He left in a second to go play elsewhere.
Yeah, to go. Didn't he go to Los Angeles?
The Clippers. He's from L.A.,
yes.
too.
Yeah. Yes. To college basketball.
Hey-o.
Just when you thought Virginia was going to keep rolling on, they lose at home to Virginia Tech on Saturday.
I watched it.
61-60, the final in overtime.
It seemed they were almost in control in the overtime, and then
what
they
happened?
Yeah.
Exactly. Kind of burying the lead, though, aren't you, Nigel?
Georgetown finally won a close game.
How about that? Who'd they beat? I don't know.
Is that a joke?
Did you beat Seton Hall?
Yes,
yeah,
drubbed them by three.
You didn't drub them. You finally
killed
won a
them.
Close game.
Not even close.
You were up 17
embarrassed
with 3 minutes
them.
To go.
We were up 17 in the start of the second half, and they came back and went ahead, at which point I turned the television off, only to later find out we won.
How about that?
Yeah. That's very important because Georgetown wins a close game.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good. Terps trounced.
Eat it, Terry DeHair.
Terps trounced Wilbon's Northwestern
team. So I called
Wilbon. And I need to. I'm sorry. I just wanted to thank Jeannie Byers, who was kind enough to give me her tickets to the Maryland game. I was unfortunately under the weather.
So Wilbon is in California, and I call him on Saturday when that game took place, and I said, it's 28-14 Maryland, and I just left the house. I came to chatter because I couldn't watch any more of this. He didn't even know they were playing.
Oof.
He didn't even know they were playing. Surprised he
wasn't there. Weren't they supposed to be good?
Yes.
They have their whole team back.
They were ranked 25th at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I mean, they have the whole team back.
Not as tough a year as Binghamton's had. As tough as Binghamton, but they've had a tough year.
I believe you play Stony Brook this week.
Yeah. So are we, and I don't mean we with Binghamton, do we have a top 25 yet in college basketball? Because I'm curious about this.
Is it Michigan State?
I don't know.
One?
Does Villanova stay up there because UVA and Purdue also lost?
I don't think
so. Or does Michigan State get to be number one?
I think Michigan State
gets to be
number one.
The one I have in front of me, I think, is an old one. It's got Villanova, Virginia, Purdue.
Yeah, that's old.
So, yeah,
that'd be an old one.
Yeah, I bet it's Michigan State was four, right, Nigel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they were four.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what else you got?
Mr. Tony, to the world of football. Mm-hmm. And boy, wasn't it fun yesterday to not have football?
American football?
I'm kidding, of
course.
We
had football Liverpool
played. It just feels so strange. Yes, well, that would be...
If you don't have football on the weekends and it's raining... Your house is over 80 degrees, which I'll get to later.
Oh, really?
You want to kill everyone.
I found it liberating.
Everyone. You want to kill everyone.
Let me just say, and I say this every time, you are welcome to attend a eight-year-old's basketball game. We played in the playoffs yesterday.
14-10?
Definitely 28-22.
Oh, nice. Oh. High scoring.
Did you win or lose?
No comment.
Okay. You didn't win then.
So the Indianapolis Colts have found their head coach after Josh McDaniels turned them down at the 11th hour to remain with the Patriots. They are now going to go with former Eagles offensive coordinator Frank Reich, who was a quarterback for the Bills, right? Wasn't he?
And the Terps.
He was the greatest comeback of all time,
college and pro.
Yeah.
Frank Reich. Yeah.
Sort of amazing. So he'll be the new head coach, replacing Chuck Pagano.
Are they sure?
He's taking the job.
Yes. 5-year deal.
The general manager got 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Never been a head coach before. He got 5 years. If Andrew Jay Luck Gruden. Can't play, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, you're
matter.
In trouble.
It right. doesn't really matter. The general manager of the Indianapolis Colts is a man named, what's his name? Chris Ballard.
Hmm.
Chris Ballard is the guy who said when Josh McDaniels turned him down, he said, "I live in a black and white world. You're either with us or you're against us." Okay, so which
rivalry's back on, baby?
Unnecessarily,
yeah, it's a little hostile.
Unnecessarily militaristic and autocratic. Yeah. Here's his first sentence about Frank Reich: "He is a leader of men who will demand excellence from our players on and off the field."
Randy Edson.
This guy's a clown. This guy is a clown, Greg Ballard. That is just foolishness. A leader? Why are you even talking like that? Did you just watch Patton?
Seriously.
From 40 years ago? Don't talk like that. It's just dumb. You sound dumb. You do. You sound dumb.
Hmm.
That's my comment.
Didn't he play for the
steaming hot take
Bullets when I was a kid, Greg Ballard?
That's not Greg Ballard.
It's Chris Ballard. Great first name.
Yes.
What else?
Mr. Tony.
It's not even Hank Ballard and the Midnighters.
No.
It's not them.
Nikki Walsh and her boyfriend, Tanner Broadwell, formerly of Colorado, had an idea. They said, "You know what? We are tired of working. We want to live on a boat and just sail around the world."
It's a bad idea.
It
always ends with death.
We'll have to see if this one ends in death.
Ends in death.
Walsh, who had booked...
By the way, everything ultimately ends in death.
Ultimately, yes. That's where we're all headed. Yeah. Yes. First Ingleside, and then death.
Or, or the other way around.
And then Ingleside.
Exactly.
Faith-based. Get out of here.
Walsh, and I'm not sure what this profession's all about, booked timeshare tours for a living, said, "How can we live our lives when we're working?"
By the way, is there anyone in the world who doesn't want to get out of a timeshare after 3 years at the most?
Everyone wants to sell your timeshare for you.
When working most of the day and you have to pay so much just to live, most of the work you do goes to your home. There has to be another option. So they decided they would sell everything and buy this boat, which was a 49-year-old boat in Alabama. Doesn't exactly
seems
so they
good.
Moved. They moved onto the 28-foot
boat. They sold
boat.
Everything and could only get a boat from Alabama?
Yeah.
They couldn't have much to sell.
Almost a half a century
Alabama's
old.
Alabama's got water.
So they moved on. It's 28 foot long, which was in the marina.
Well, Alabama is on the Gulf.
Yeah,
well, this
was
in the marina of Tarpon Springs in the town's Florida's Gulf Coast.
Yes.
There is a Florida tie-in.
28 footer.
There is. Nearly 2 days. So they lasted 2 days on the boat.
Yes.
They decided to take it out to sea because they were planning a trip to the Caribbean and they were stocking it full of supplies.
This is always stupid.
Yes.
It's always stupid.
Did they decide not to bring a global GPS?
No, they had the GPS.
Did they have Wi-Fi?
They had Wi-Fi.
Did they watch the Olympics?
They were watching the Olympics. Everything seemed perfect.
Wi-Fi.
But they were headed down this this channel of water called John's Pass, where apparently the sandbars shift all the time.
Uh-oh.
And not being experienced sailors,
they got
weren't
up
aware
on a sandbar,
of this.
Not eaten by alligators.
No, so the boat hit the sandbar. They absolutely panicked. They had no idea what was going on. The boat capsized and then sank with all of the possessions.
Unbelievable.
Everything, they've sunk everything into this. 100%. And now it's done.
We started freaking out because waves were coming. It was tossing our boat back and forth. They were able to rescue their dog, Remy, and Remy's food and Remy's toys. But the rest of the possessions.
You
are
get
now,
busy, B.
Right. So they have been left with just $90 in cash, no jobs, no boat.
Go to a casino.
How did they get rescued?
Turn it into something.
More importantly, no boat insurance.
Oh,
smart.
No.
Yes.
This boat will never crash.
They are still hopeful about their world sailing plans and have started
to
go.
No, you want to sail the world? Get a job on the crew of the Royal Princess. That's how you sail the world.
All they need, Mr. Tony, is $10,000.
Not giving them a dime.
What's the GoFundMe? Spare cash?
Yeah. No. It's just begging people to help them not give up on their dreams.
You're idiots.
We have a lot of family helping us, but it's hard when you've lost everything.
Well,
and though the pair seem down and out, they still plan to buy or salvage another boat, and at some point, try again.
Apply that local knowledge.
You only have one life. Why spend it on doing what you don't love? Money isn't everything. Well, you don't have any money, so how would you know?
You have $90.
You have 90 bucks.
How far were they
Go
from where
the
they started, Nigel?
Go to the closest casino and start playing
100 feet?
I mean, seriously, like, how far were they from where
how
they started?
How did they get rescued?
Like, could they see the home they had sold from where the boat sank?
No, because the home was in Colorado.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's terrible.
So terrible.
Let's get out of here.
Idiots.
All right, we will have Old Guy Radio when we return. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is the Reverend Al Green. This is Let's Stay Together. This hit number one like 50 years ago or something like that?
1972.
50.
So what is that? 56 years ago? 46 years ago? 46 years
help
ago.
Help you with the math.
Yes.
It's a great song. Al Green is really, really good. Like, you can hear this song at any time and be happy.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Do you have is there a story or is that it?
That's in the area of critical commentary.
Yeah, in the area of critical commentary. I mean, this is from the album of the same name.
The album is called The Same Name?
It's called The Same Name. Let's Stay Together.
Yeah.
Yes, I had some joke that this was originally... Oh, look, a fire truck going
by.
This was originally based on your president, Abraham Lincoln, in the Lincoln-Douglas debates.
Do you know the former president, Barack Obama, sings this song?
Really?
Yes.
I'll bet he sings it very well.
He's got a pretty good voice.
Yeah, he sang it very famously one time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
very good.
It's been in a ton of movies. Everyone loves this as a soundtrack song, so it's just a fantastic
Can
song.
Can I do one Abraham Lincoln piece of trivia?
Yeah.
I found this
Is it
this
a question?
Morning.
This isn't Sequiza, Chris.
No, it's just information for life.
Okay.
By the way, before you get to that, I just want to read the text that Chris just sent me. This is why I love Chris and Liz so much. Hey, is the phone fixed yet?
Just wondering.
We'll get that phone fixed.
Lincoln was a wrestling champion of his county in Illinois. He fought nearly 300 matches and lost only one prior to being elected president. He's a big cat.
Was he at WWE?
I think it was bare knuckle brawling. But think of him, he was giant for that time.
So, he took on John L. Sullivan.
A
right?
very, very nice
I
thing happened
any man in this
yesterday
car.
For me. I had both my children over at the house for dinner. Elizabeth and Ron cooked, and they cooked the barramundi.
Three generations of
Kornheisers. Right, yes, they cooked the barramundi that was sent to us by Australis. That's
right.
The company, Australis.
They supply the barramundi to Blue Apron.
Yes, they do. So it was very, very good. I was very happy.
How would you
about
characterize it? Like, what would you compare
gamey?
It to fish-wise?
Not gamey at all. No,
it's
Ron,
a fish.
Could you explain how Ron cooked it?
So these were barramundi fillets. Mm-hmm. He cooked these in tinfoil packets in the oven for about 15 minutes atop some squash and zucchini that he sliced thinly.
And broccoli.
Lightly. No, that was a separate dish.
Right,
so he lightly oiled them, salt, pepper seasoned, and then put two small pads of butter and basically steamed them for 14, 15 minutes.
How great were they?
They're fantastic.
So what's the consistency? It's meatier. It's not like a
trout. It was a firm white fish.
Like halibut?
Cool.
Tastes a little bit
cool.
It really tasted great. So at one point, Ron is chopping. And Michael says...
So I asked the question you should never ask a chef. When's the last time you cut yourself?
Right.
Uh-oh.
And so Ron came back and said, what's it like to play out of the water when you're playing golf?
Yeah. He had a great line, but he's like, yeah, when's the, when you...
when you stand up to a par three, water on the left, and someone says to you, when's the last time you dunked one?
Yeah. So the food was really good, and Bootsy is now gigantic. And Bootsy...
Kids grow.
Let me praise Michael and Liz, because Bootsy is a happy baby.
Yeah.
Bootsy, even sweating to death in the house last night, Bootsy was a happy baby. Bootsy...
We show up at 4:45. No one's in the house. Front door's open. We walk right in. Liz and I immediately turn to each other and just sort of make this face. It was 78 degrees in the house.
That'd have been it.
This was a Sands Point and Tamarack situation. I wanted to throw down a 50 and say, crank it up, old man.
Why was it so? You have radiators.
So it was like 63.
You have radiators. It's a nice
and it was humid. Yeah, and humid. Look at Tony's face.
It was death.
Did you eat outside?
It was death. It was so hot because somebody in my house.
No wonder Bootsy was happy. It was like being in the womb again.
Really old and has to have heat all the time. Thin and old and needs heat. It is so hot. And yesterday, and by the way, for people who don't live in the Washington, D.C. area, we have had more than 48 hours of, if not constant rain, constant dampness.
Well, this is the rainy season.
This could have been really worse. If this was snow, we'd have had 3 feet of snow.
God, yes.
So it's not. This is not a complaint. I'm just saying that there has been no light in the sky. Now it's almost 9 o'clock. You're hearing this after that. It's almost 9 o'clock on Monday. It's
gray.
Dark. It's gray. It's rainy.
It's
drizzly. It's been awful. But the temperature got up into the 60s yesterday, and there came a point where I tried to walk the dog. Dogs do not like to do anything in rain. They hold it in. They don't like, and you, every time there's a slight lull, I take the dog out, and then halfway through it begins to rain, and it just lets go home.
But Chessie does like the mud.
Loves the mud. Loves
She's
to run
mutter.
In
She's
the mud.
She's a mutter. Like her mother's mutter.
So I get back into the house, and it's unbelievably hot.
It's like Burma.
And sticky and disgusting. I start opening windows and turning on fans.
And you got that radiator super dry heat.
It's 78. It's 78.
Yeah. 78.
And
man,
it's so hot. And I go, and I'm told, oh no, it's set on 67. And I go, I don't care what it's set on. It's 78 and it actually feels like 88. What?
So when we went home, we tried to break down the timeline as to what you must have done with the thermometer to get it that hot, because there's no way when it was only 64 outside that the outside temp could crank up the inside of your home to the degree that it was. You had to have the thermometer at 75 plus for at least an hour.
Now, when you say
late morning, early afternoon.
Don't look at me. I don't want
it
at
that
heat.
This was on the ground level. This wasn't even upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want
hotter.
It at that heat. It's just.
Do you have shorts on?
Not for dinner, but I slept in shorts. All the windows are. It's just. Cannot.
So I felt worse for Liz and Ron because they're the
and
cooks.
They're cooking.
Working in the kitchen.
So they are next to the hot oven. They have multiple burners going on the stove.
Mid-80s there.
They're trying to maintain conversation. You can see a little, brow sweat dripping down. They say nothing.
I can't.
I would have left.
This reminds me.
I hate this. Yeah. I hate heat.
I was watching a movie over the weekend, and it was the same sort of circumstances. Guy was in his house. The heat was too much, so we went out for a walk. Wound up at the gazebo, ran into an old
Hallmark.
High school flame.
Hallmark.
Right, yeah, up at the gazebo. So, you know what I'm talking about.
You say this about my dad, and I used to throw a 20 down and say, just put the air conditioning on. I don't want, my dad wanted it that hot.
Or did he?
He did want it.
No, in retrospect.
Tony does not.
I don't know. I've walked into your house a few times in the last week, and every time it's been
so
this warm.
Hot.
Well, Tony, you're sleeping in this 80-degree house and then coming to a 60-degree studio. It's no wonder
I get sick.
You've been sick.
That's right.
Sick. I would like to call
Crop Metcalf, and I would like to tell him permanently disable this
right.
so that it cannot go over 68. It cannot
you
go over 68.
You could sleep in a little house.
If we went there right now, would it be in the 70s?
No, I don't know.
Or did it cool?
Well, overnight it cooled a little. Because
so you convinced the you convinced the.
I didn't convince.
Well, he slept
with
the windows open.
I just opened all the windows.
Okay.
It is. It's like growing roses. By the way, to go very far afield,
rose growing.
Did you read the story in the Washington Post over the weekend about growing roses in Colombia?
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Instead of all the heroin and cocaine that they grew. They grow about half of it now, and now they grow roses
on the side of volcanoes.
Yeah, those are the best
kind. In some instances, yes. Right?
And they have they go into detail about how many roses are delivered to the United States and what frequency they come into the United States. And they have wiped out the United States rose growing industry. It is gone. It doesn't exist.
Because they can get them here more cheaply than we can grow them here.
This strikes me as amazing.
Jobs, jobs, jobs.
It strikes me as amazing that you can grow roses more cheaply in Colombia and transport them here and
keep
distribute
them
here.
That's the part I don't
at less expense than simply growing them here. But that was the testimony in the story. It's an amazing story to me. And speaking of flowers,
look at this.
I was
professional transition.
I was walking yesterday, in one of the many times I was walking the dog, because it was in the 60s and because there had been a lot of rain, flowers are up. Like you can see them poking.
Yeah, stuff is waking up.
Yeah, it's too
cold. Like those little white flowers, the little white ones.
Right.
Are those lilies of the valley or something? Yeah. What are the little white winter flowers? They were up as I was walking the dog, and I walked the dog so much. I hate that
dog now. He's not talking about yo-yo play, boys and girls. He's literally walking a dog.
And I just can't.
How many times a day are you
rain.
Walking, Jesse? Three?
From your mouth to God's ears. Eight.
More than that?
Eight. Six to eight.
So, prostate issue?
Half of those are because you want to get out of the house, though, right?
It's so
damn hot.
Yeah. It's too hot in the house.
What does Chessy think? She's wearing a fur coat. I mean, imagine the heat in there. Tongue out constantly.
I was watching people walk their dogs because it's winter and they put their dogs in coats. It was 63 degrees yesterday. Get the coat off your
dog.
Those
people should be executed.
And by the way,
anyway.
Here are people that should be executed. All right?
I mean,
when I'm walking my dog, and my dog is not a social dog.
Yeah.
When my dog
takes
sees
after owner.
Another dog, my dog, that's it. We're not moving anymore. She's looking at the other dog.
Sending a message.
When you are walking your dog towards me, and my dog is just standing there, and I'm just standing there, you should
cross the street.
You should cross the street, or I will cross the street. But I can't cross the street if there's dogs on the other side. So I'm waiting, and you hear me say, my dog's not really friendly. And the other people say, oh, don't worry about it. My dog is friendly.
It doesn't cancel each other
right.
out.
Yeah, it takes two to be
that,
friendly.
It's not
my
a
dog's not
game.
Really friendly. Is that dog a boy dog or a girl dog? And they say, oh, it's a girl dog. She's really friendly. I go, no.
No. She'll
and
bite
then
your face
they
off.
They keep coming. And then, you know, I'm holding the dog as tightly as I can, but I want my dog to get loose. Because you shouldn't. Why do you
Correct.
Tempt fate like that, why would you do it? If I could cross, I would cross. I'll go anywhere to get away from your dog because I know the inevitability of this. Yes. I understand.
Tell him your dog has rabies.
Not
the, you know, talking about your flowers and the cold coming back.
They're not
maybe
my
not.
Flowers. They're like God's flowers.
I am looking at the forecast through the 26th of February.
It's warm.
And it is, there are 2 days, including today, I'm sorry, 3 days, today, tomorrow, and this coming Saturday with highs in the 40s, every other day, 50s or 60s.
That's fantastic.
But rain.
Through the month.
So that's what that means is, when you do have the big storm in March, it will melt in 3 days.
Right. If that.
It will, it will melt.
Right. Now, in fairness,
what did Kevin say?
That's the weather.com. That's the weather.com.
What did Kevin say?
Kevin had, let's see, a 210, what was that? That was this weekend, ice storm, which did not happen.
Nailed it.
218 to 219, February snow of 1 to 3 inches. That's a clipper. A mild March and the last winter event somewhere the 11th to the 17th of March. Windy and a few inches.
17th of March, St. Patrick's Day, we're going to be open.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going
to
try and do
day.
Some business.
That's a big day.
Welcome
green
to
beer
Chatters,
maybe.
Yeah,
right?
We're going to try and do some business here. All right, that's it. Does anybody else have anything they want to talk about?
I was very proud of you last night.
Why? What did I do?
You ate quinoa.
I did.
Oh.
I ate quinoa.
Oh, nice.
Quinoa looked like brown dirt.
And you lived.
We had two.
Looked like
had,
brown dirt.
Quinoa's always a little better than I expect it's going to be.
We had two good eaters last night. You and Bootsy.
Hey,
Bootsy.
Congrats.
Bootsy ate what?
Sweet potatoes.
I hate sweet potatoes. Yep, Bootsy can have my portion. Bootsy sat there and grinned. He was grinning. He was happy.
Maybe he likes the heat.
He's got a good life. Got a loving family.
I will share this with you because I think it's something that you guys and most everyone listening to this program would never suspect that I did. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
That's sorry, what were you saying?
I went skating on Friday.
Ice skating?
Ice skating.
Was it cold enough?
Yeah, it was cold enough. You know, down at the
sounds like a date.
The Georgetown waterfront.
Yeah, you went on a date.
I was on a date with myself. I was practicing for the Olympics.
Yeah, good.
but yeah, it was quite fun. I had not been on a pair of skates in 30 years, so I
did you remember how?
Did you fall?
I did not fall. I was very happy.
Well, you had that penguin
did you let
to
go
help
up
you
the
balance.
Wall at any point.
There are these penguins that you can sort of hold on to, these large penguins that people
it's
who don't
It's a real penguin.
Yeah, it's a real penguin.
Actual penguin.
No, it's like a wooden penguin that you can slide around with so you don't fall, but I was like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Wait, how does that work?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you fall?
No, it's like a stand. My kids use them. It's like a stand.
It's
like
a holding wobble. Yeah, can't knock it over.
Yes,
it slides around.
Why can't you fall?
Well, I could, but I was like, I'm determined to not fall.
Did you win a prize or anything?
No, I was just out there for about 10-15 minutes.
Question:
dinner. Yes,
are you the jerk who has on hockey skates and speeds around the ice?
Oh yeah, that was me.
God, I hate that guy.
Did you skate
it's
backwards?
It's a teeny little rink with kids.
I was able to skate
He's
backwards.
Got his
Bauer
skates on.
My favorite was
Stop
I would get
it. You
going.
Did not skate backwards.
There's always one guy that
not
goes
intentionally.
Backwards.
Yes,
Wait,
no, I did
you
skate
know
backwards.
How to skate?
Yes,
you played
I
hockey as a kid.
Yeah, I did play hockey.
You know how to
Bauer,
skate? You
no put... chance. Oh. I don't know how to do anything. Oh. Literally,
my favorite. And you'll appreciate this. Pretty good interrupter. You'll remember this name. I would like skate like two or three. You know. Whatever steps, and then put my hands back like I was just gliding and be like, Eric Heiden, everybody.
Oh,
Eric
yeah.
Heiden.
Everybody remembers Eric Heiden.
Nobody knew what I was talking about.
That was 35 years
the
but
pride of somewhere in Wisconsin, right? Where's Heiden from?
Everybody's from Wisconsin.
How many women
They're
did
all
you
from
mean?
West right. Alice, Wisconsin. Right.
Hmm. Did you do
surprise.
A full hockey stock?
All right, I'm
full
out
hockey
here.
Stock?
I wanted to.
Did
we
you have
email
and a leotard on? Jingle when we return? I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
He's bald and orange, he bought cheddar. Now his money's gone, he is lucid. But not for long, his future is in a home. He is a grumpy old plutocrat. Please send him a big box of that. He is upright, but not for long. Tell Michael to dig a hole, to dig a hole, to dig a hole.
Your pens hit a page, but your anxiety's engraved and your sonality's plain. Pockets used to be fatter, but you lost it to laughter. You went shopping for deck shoes and then came up with chatter. And soon you'll be fast squawking down around the Bronx about your grouse aloud and unto can about bad copy. Raving to no one but one unsuspecting patron, but take heart. Cause PTI has become real amazing. Ratings through the roof since the minute you left. They're saying it's a preparatory effect.
He is cranky.
Luke Overbay and Patrick Moffat, right?
That's right.
Luke Overbay
That's a Gorillaz
Moffat,
song,
yeah.
I believe.
Really
right?
Good.
Yeah, that's really,
good.
That was really good.
That's right. He said, a glimpse into the future to the tune of Clint Eastwood by the Gorillaz.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So it's very, very good.
I believe he has a schedule for you on your daily schedule there, doesn't he?
Hmm?
Yeah, the top of this?
What is? I didn't read it. Read it.
Yes. This afternoon at Ingleside, 12 o'clock crochet club, 1:30, how to slurp soup, 3 o'clock dinner, 4 p.m. evening shuffleboard, 5 p.m. death.
Death.
You know, by the way, the 78-degree house is really a step
oh,
in that direction.
God.
If Michael and Liz, next time they come over, there's an uncooked pot roast in the oven. It's whammo.
So hot. Let me thank Sherry's Berries and SeatGeek. Remember to listen and subscribe to new and archived episodes of the Tony Kornheiser Show, wherever you listen to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Play. If you listen through iTunes, please leave us a review. From Brian Baumgartner in East New Market, Maryland. I was thinking about purchasing some flowers for my wife for Valentine's Day, maybe from Books. Then I heard you read. All I could see were thorns, thinking, man, that is one angry Israelite. Maybe I'll just buy her a factory instead. Just get Michael or Nigel to read the ad or not. From Tyler McMahon. Just from the title of Thursday's show, I began to have my David Aldridge moment. A lower tower? I said to myself, I live there. I started the pod with glee, wondering what you might have to say about the iconic 1926 structure on the Honolulu Harbor, which was for 40 years the tallest building in Hawaii. Hawaii Pacific University recently acquired the property and made me their first ever faculty in residence. But instead, the show is about some Chinese restaurant in New York, Aloha and La Cheeserie. Aloha Tower, I mean, the other thing about this is, that's exactly what I think of. I think that aloha is something that you say in Hawaii.
Right.
Hello or goodbye in Hawaii. Not in China.
It's an oddly named Chinese restaurant.
That's what I thought all these years.
Not for the 60s, though. I mean, what were they going to name? They weren't going to use some Chinese word.
I guess it's just exotic.
Right.
Like, for that time period, it was exotic. Like, aloha, even though it was nothing
all,
to
like
do
you
with
said,
China.
It was all sweet and sour chicken and shrimp with garlic sauce, right?
No, yeah, no.
Mugu Gai Pan.
It was
Mugu Gai Pan and egg foo young, probably.
Shrimp with lobster sauce.
Shrimp with lobster sauce.
It was all Cantonese. That's
shrimp
all it was.
With shrimp sauce.
From Kyle Pownell. Last February, you had the great Hank Azaria on the pod. He spoke about his new show, Brockmire, which he said we would eventually watch on Hulu. That day has come, and Brockmire is on the Hulu. Interesting fact that very few of your listeners will care about it, as the least part of it was filmed in my hometown of Macon, Georgia. I did not know that. Suzanne, formerly of Alaska, Suzanne Nichols, I have an interview today for a job in the District of Columbia. Please wish me luck. Good luck.
Okay.
Or if you can put in a good word, I promise to become a regular chatter, but... How can I put in a good word? Because I don't know where you're interviewing.
Right.
From Alan Hunter. I got an email from a guy that bought an Aloha Tower thermometer off me on eBay, and he suggested I reach out to you. You mentioned it on a show last week. I'm a longtime fan, was happy to hear that the item had special meaning to you. I live in Indiana, and we share a mutual friend in Robin Miller. If you have any questions, feel free to shoot me a message. I love the show. Do we think this is real?
It's unbelievable.
No chance.
I think that's unlikely.
Do you know the person who he says you share in common?
No.
Okay. Yep.
From Kurt Lohide in Napa, California, I realize this is skewing old, but I want to report that I recently purchased 4 Caracara oranges at the Napa Valley Trader Joe's for $3.49. I actually wanted Super Blue Blood oranges, but the clerk said they were sold out and it would be 19 years before the next shipment arrived. This is a recipe for egg foo young.
Ooh, yeah. There you go.
This is from Joe Chechi, now living in Dunedin, New Zealand, but formerly from Syosset on Long Island. Below is a recipe for egg foo young, as close as I can remember getting on Long Island in the 60s. Easy and quick. Shrimp egg foo young, 1/4 pound of green beans, 1/4 cup of salad oil, 1/4 pound of raw shrimp,
shell
deveined, coarsely
Go
chopped.
Slower.
Anyway, 6x. It's... this is
deveined.
Let's hold on.
Yeah,
let's
hang on to that.
Hold on to that.
So make for young in hold the, on the to great
that.
House.
AJ in Boston, Laura Little here. I wanted to relay a story from this past weekend. I was at a conference where a guy was wearing a fleece vest with a cool logo. I asked him what it was, and he said, "It's a vineyard, and I'm a very minority owner in." Out of instinct, I said, "That's cool. Send me a box of that." He looked at me and he answered, "Send you a box of that." I said, "Yeah, yeah, send me a box of that." There was a pregnant pause, but then he said, "Okay, it's Pinot." I go, "That's great. My wife loves Pinot. Lest you think Steve Young's philosophy of send me a box of that only works for Big.
So good.
Here's empirical evidence of the contrary. Big's helping littles. It's a beautiful thing.
True.
Just
that's
demand
tremendous.
People send you free
that.
Stuff.
Send me a box of that."
By the way, from Brandon S. Balker, singer-songwriter in Lexington, Kentucky, how is the dog going to get the tiny batteries out of the tactical pen, assuming she wants to eat them? I don't understand that pen at all. Yeah. I don't. If you're out on your bike tonight, everyone, as always, do wear white.
Don't talk back to me, all right?
Thanks, everybody.
Settle it down, you're not on your own. It's just a little bit of time with a heavy load. Loosen up, baby, I'll have a seat in on mine. It'll get better. Time. Don't let it get you down. I didn't move.
shoulder right there in the kitchen. Our friends in the next room so close they could listen. And I don't know why I laugh when I cry. I'm not the girl that you thought you were getting. I'm way more complex, yeah, I got them sharp edges. I'm solid as ice, oh, but I break all the time. If I were a different girl, it'd be simpler, that's for sure. Wouldn't it be nice to be a cool whip, cool whip? Always keep it breezy. Ooh yeah, ooh yeah. I am not that easy. No, I am who I am, and I am a lot to handle. You do the best you can, but I am, and I feel better. Say I act like it's my job to get so emotional. Hell, it's my business to get so emotional about to lose it. Hey, just below the surface. Oh, walking around with a knot in my stomach. I got you so high, but we're ready to plummet. Going down, going down, going down, going down. Oh, no. But if I were a different girl, it'd be simpler, that's for sure. Wouldn't it be nice to be a cool whip, cool whip? Always keep it breezy. Oh yeah, oh yeah. But I am not that easy. No, I am who I am, and I am a lot to handle. You do the best you can, but I am, and I feel better. I'll be your solid ground, and I'll be your biggest gamble. You take you to the highest mountain. I'll take you to the top tonight. Cause if I were a different girl, yeah, it'd be simpler, that's for sure. But you know you wouldn't get the sparks from the clash, the high from the crash, the curse.